Brian Stelter is a media reporter for The New York Times. Hi, Brian.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah. So tell me, what is StringWire? How does it work?
StringWire is a concept that a student, a graduate student at NYU came up with before he graduated in May. Now NBC has bought into it and hired him to use it in news, use it to cover breaking news. What it essentially does is lets NBC or any other user seek out eyewitnesses to a breaking news story. Let's say the plane that crash landed in San Francisco in July.
Sure.
What StringWire does is it would send out a Twitter message to that eyewitness and say, hi, can you please send us some video of what you're seeing? And basically take that person's smartphone and turn it into a camera for NBC. When the person gets that Twitter message, if they agree to help NBC out, they'll log in pretty quickly and point their camera and start streaming. You don't have to download an app. You don't have to go through some complicated login process. You just start sending video in.
Wow,
the idea is that it's supposed to be very easy.
Yeah, that's key, the part where you don't have to sit there and download an app
right.
while something is happening.
That's
so
right.
They just click on a link or something like that, and it engages their camera or something
that's
like that?
That's the promise of StringWire, that you're supposed to log in very quickly. You basically just confirm that you've been asked to do this by NBC, and then you start streaming. Now, of course, you've got to have a strong cell phone connection,
uh-huh.
and hopefully you've got a little bit of experience using the camera so it's not too shaky. Or too silly in that way.
Uh-huh.
But you could imagine a scenario where this would be really useful for breaking news. You know, for example, during that incident with the plane crash landing at the airport there, the initial images that we saw all over television and all over the web came from a passenger who was on the plane and came from a person in the terminal who filmed a 30-second YouTube video. Wouldn't it have been better, instead of just a 30-second YouTube video, to have live video from that person for minutes, for a long time right afterwards? It would have given us a better perspective. And what NBC hopes is that in the future, they won't just have one or two people on the scene of a breaking news story. They might have 10. They might have 20 different angles in order to show what's happening.
Well, and it's really interesting, too, because it's already sped up to a certain degree. Nowadays, maybe an hour after an event happens, there's a video on YouTube that immediately, of course, goes viral.
And right,
then
right.
News stations start playing it, et cetera, et cetera. This, makes that time even shorter by offering the possibility of actual live video. Is that going to be problematic? I mean, there are many dangers, we imagine, of any news source going to live footage from a random person on the ground, right?
Certainly there are reasons why we want producers and editors to filter the raw material that comes in.
Sure.
And thankfully they do that today. And NBC says they'll continue to do that. They say this video they get in from StringWire will be vetted the same way any other video does. But let's take an example there. During the Boston bombings,
uh-huh.
During the manhunt for the alleged bombers there, I remember seeing early in the morning on NBC an eyewitness who was at home in his apartment near Boston, who happened to witness one of the shootouts that happened between the suspects and the police early in the morning. He took his laptop, he held it out the window, and he showed via Skype what he was seeing outside. Now, if that had happened while the shooting was taking place, NBC probably wouldn't want to air that because they would be concerned about giving away police locations or giving away suspect locations, never mind, of course, the risk of showing very serious violence on television. So there are risks that are associated with that, and they say that they'll police that the same way they vet other material that currently comes in.
In your words, you describe this as an acqui-hire. NBC wants the creator of this software as much as it wants the software itself. What do you mean by that? Tell me more about that.
Typically, this term acqui-hire, which is a new and sort of funny term, is used for companies like Google or Yahoo or Apple or AOL.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes when they want to hire someone, they'll be willing to buy the person's startup for a relatively small sum in order to bring those people in and improve their own products. And that's what's happened here. Technically, NBC acquired StringWire, but they won't say how much they spent, and the truth is they probably didn't spend very much. What they're really spending on is they're spending to bring in the person that created it so that he can run it for NBC, part of the interest here on NBC's behalf is to show that they're entrepreneurial, that they're thinking like a technology company. Because one of the challenges that the journalism organizations face is figuring out how to deliver news and gather news in the future. To look more like a startup, to act more like a startup, is probably a good thing for NBC and for its rivals. And that's part of the message that NBC was trying to send by making this acquisition.
And I sense you may have the answer you just gave may be your answer to this next question, but I just wanted to ask, what is interesting to you about this story? What sort of gets you excited or intrigued about this story?
I think this acquisition fits neatly into a future that a lot of people have predicted. And that's a future where there might be fewer professional reporters out in the field with cameras and audio equipment and notepads, but there will be many more unpaid eyes and ears. There will be many more citizen journalists who are out there sending in video, sending in pictures, maybe even sending in quotes, who knows, in the future. That has been something that's been predicted because we've seen such stark cutbacks in newsrooms, especially in newspaper newsrooms in recent years, but also in television newsrooms. Newsrooms all across the country are leaning more on the public for help in covering the news. And something like StringWire really fits into that because it suggests that increasingly our phones, our camera phones, will be the cameras that provide the pictures that explain news stories to us. Now, we still need, probably more than ever, reporters at city council meetings and reporters digging for documents, doing investigations. But increasingly, it seems like ordinary citizens are going to be providing the pictures about what's going on around the world.
And it's really interesting to me also how much news organizations now are also depending on these same, you know, non-journalists to not only help them report the news, but tell them what the news is. Mm. It seems like every day now when I get up in the morning and I randomly turn on Good Morning America while I eat my cereal or something like that, I'm seeing something that was like the top Reddit post yesterday, which actually seems kind of savvy on their part, even if it's a day late. And this sort of thing just seems to be happening more and more, and that seems, I don't know, interesting to me.
I think you're right that television and news organizations in general increasingly filter the web for us. Maybe I don't have time to figure out what the most interesting YouTube video of the day was. But hey, that's what ABC's Good Morning America is for. They're going to show it to me in the morning.
Over and over.
And that's a variation of what television's always done and what newspapers have always done, which is they've sorted this whole wide, crazy world out and given us the highlights every day, every morning, every evening, every night. Increasingly, sorting out the highlights of this world involves scrolling through the internet, figuring out what's out there. As more and more of our lives play out online, the media has to acknowledge that as well.
Brian Stelter is a media reporter for the New York Times. Brian, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.